This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd signed it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2, USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Under President Trump, the United States was energy independent, and we were supplying a large portion of the earth with the energy it needed. Since green energy technology in no way can support America's energy thirst, perhaps American leaders should have gradually moved away from fossil fuels as we grew our green technology.
Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The time after Elvis emerged and before the Beatles, Bobby Rydell, the Philadelphia-born teen idol of the early 1960s. He had hits that included Volare and Wild One. He also played with Anne Margaret in the 1963 film Bye Bye Birdie. He died Tuesday at the age of 79. Rydell died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital in the suburb of his hometown of Philadelphia. The catastrophic failure of lockdowns was the single biggest driver of inequity in the last half century. So says professor of medicine at Stanford University, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Epic TV.
Public health had decided on this absolutely extraordinary path, made absolutely extraordinary promises. If you just sacrifice for the next 15 days, stay at home, well, we're not going to get hospitalizations, we're not going to get the deaths. All we need to do is listen to what they say. And that promise was not true then. It's been shown not true for the last 2 years, and it's destroyed the lives of so many people. And the trust in public health has, I think, also been destroyed with it. These models, in order to make them work, they have to have parameters in them, generally in order to get it right, that are rooted in the real world. The problem is we didn't have those parameters. We didn't know how deadly the disease was. We didn't know exactly how it spread. It was guesswork.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, there's been a lot of talk these days about tuition debt. And how our kids have sold their souls to the company store, so to speak, especially when the government took over, you know, all the tuition. I mean, they found a way to, kind of what's being done on another level, elite capture the future of our country through tuition debt. And our next guest, Bruce Goodmanson, who's an author. He's also a Dean's Graduate Assistant at the College of Education at Brigham University. His experience is defining a preference that's been around for a long time. It just depends on how you choose to compete. And I've always maintained that the cream always rises. This is something that my father had taught me. And that if you got the goods, you can do it with or without the expense of a college education. And the question that Bruce puts before us is, can you be successful without college? Bruce, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on board. I just want to say on the outside, my book, 100% Success Without College, really serves to provide parents powerful and irrefutable reasons why they should keep their kids out of college. But then just as importantly, it serves as an encyclopedia of career training opportunities that are outside the college arena. So what I would like to really begin is to kind of destroy the myth that college is the only route to gaining an opportunity in this country. It's just not so, Bill. Realize that college is of no value to 85% of our nation's workforce. 85%. Let that sink in for a moment. Most people feel that the majority of our workers are college graduates. It's just not so. And the problem we have is we're not talking to that 85%. They're just basically kind of going out into the world after high school and trying to figure themselves out. But they need that guidance, and this is what the book does. Even more, and out of 100... Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to ask you really quickly, of those 85%, let's just say, of the universe of the people who have graduated, how many are actually working in a discipline that is consistent with the degree that they earned?
According to most statistics, about 20%. And understand...
So for all that... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, out of 100 students who are accepted into college, 50 of them are going to drop out. In fact, we now lead the world in college dropouts. And of the remaining 50 students who do graduate, 30 of them will have gotten straight out of high school, which they do. And right around 40% of them are having to be financially assisted by mom and dad, either by going back into the childhood bedroom and living there, or by getting monthly stipends from them. So it's a mess. And note this, Bill, there 30,000 occupations to choose from, yet a typical university offers roughly 85 majors. That's it. Just 85 careers to choose from out of the 30,000.
Wow.
Even more.
I'm just pausing for just a moment for our audience to get their brain around that number. Because, you know, this is an argument to say that there's opportunity that we as parents are not realizing, that even the kids are not realizing, that is available, you know, to them. Some may be fortunate to find out along the way. Others, you know, they may have to realize that gravity still exists. They may apply for college, get accepted. And a lot of these kids are dropping out because, you know, what I'm hearing, Bruce, and I don't know if this is consistent with your research, is the kids are going, look, I feel like I'm being indoctrinated. I don't have a fair chance to go in and express my opinions. I find that I'm often in conflict with some of these professors, and they don't want to hear contrarian views. And my grade suffers for it. Peer pressure is against me. And, you know, I just soon, you know, go, maybe college isn't for me. And this is something I believe that the institutions are not seriously looking at, is the damage that's being perpetrated by these progressive professors and what has been set up, you know, in these colleges that, you know, are hurting our kids and certainly not helping them.
Well, in fact, according to a 2021 survey, 80% of our students claim they felt that they need to self-censor in the classroom. Because basically the professors have become thought police. They're basically telling them what to think, how to think, and if they don't think in their particular ideology and believe in it, well, they're harmed. They're ostracized, they're cast out, and their grades are a reflection of all this nonsense that's going on. But I want to say
And that's really not a surprise, Bruce, because these professors, especially if they have any desire to do any work outside of the classroom, if there's research that is to be done, it comes with an assumed caveat that the results of that research that you will produce, that taxpayers are paying for, that we have control of, needs to come out with a certain conclusion that is consistent with our theories and our understanding. If not, then it's one and done. You're not going to be able to get any more research money. And even if it gets to the point, then, you know, we don't even care if you have any kind of tenure or whatsoever. You yourself will be canceled. We're hearing stories from, you know, reasonable professors across the country that have experienced this kind of coercive behavior. I mean, right now, Bruce, is all this stuff is so dangerous because we know that knowledge is power, but that just assumes that it's the right knowledge. But when you have, you know, really it isn't knowledge, it's faux knowledge, faux science, and that's being perpetrated at our expense. I mean, this is the thing that's so disgusting, that just galls me, is that we're paying for the lies with our own taxes, our own tax money, and it's all this private club that promotes this faux knowledge, and it's a danger to our society.
Well, it is, and this is what I'm trying to tell parents, to basically keep their kids out of college, because if they do, Bill, if they send their kids to college, they're literally financing the destruction of our country. Mm-hmm. Parents just don't understand that the university isn't what they grew up in, maybe 30, 20 years ago. It's completely different. It's changed, and it's changed to the fact that it is so steeped in wokeism that there's not much we can do to change it. And this is why I'm saying, parents, don't try to change it. Just keep your kids out of it. Because understand, 36% of college students will not demonstrate any significant improvement in learning or in skills over 4 years of college. This means that a third of our college graduates will be no better off, they will be no better prepared or better skilled than the day when they stepped on campus as freshmen. This is how weak the college experience is. In fact,
Well, Bruce, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up there on the other side. We've got more from Bruce Goodmanson after this. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
I know you're probably banging your head up against the wall as you look and you say, gosh, my child is a junior in college, already have incurred all this debt. We've already had to take a second mortgage. And typical of most kids who are in college, I mean, you're probably looking at, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in debt after it's all said and done. And you go, was it worth it? You know, was it worth it? Could we have done something smarter? Now, a question arose here from one of my dear friends that just texted me, said, well, what about You know, what about the sciences? What do we do about, you know, people that, you know, we need to have, you know, doctors, and we need to have these high-skilled operatives. What do we do in order to train them when we have a college system that is dysfunctional? Because you have to consider, if it's dysfunctional at one level, you can't say, oh, but it's not in these other disciplines, right?
Well, it's a double-edged sword, Bill. You've got to understand that, for example, let's just take a look at the last 2 years. You had doctors who lost their licenses because they wanted to prescribe certain medications to take care of the illness, but they weren't, quote-unquote, approved by the administration. You had doctors who lost their licenses because they wanted to speak out as to what was happening in COVID. So it's a different kind of a world where there are powers that can basically strip a doctor's license away very quickly. On the other hand, on the other side, if you get into the computer sciences, we now have H-1B visa students coming over from India, and they're just as talented, if not more, in the skills of computer sciences. Mm-hmm. And so they're coming over, and they're taking over our sons and daughters' jobs that are earning $80,000, $90,000 a year, and their companies are forcing them to now train these students from India to take over their jobs.
Unbelievable.
And who will be happy to earn $40,000 or $50,000 a year. So you may come out with one of these STEM degrees, but even then, there is this kind of this catch-22 that you may have a job, or you may have that job, but you're going to be highly influenced by the powers to be, unlike it was 20 or 30 years ago. So this is why I'm saying there are such a vast opportunity out there, a world of opportunity that will bless your children. And this is, again, the reason why I wrote the book 100% Success Without College, because it serves as a vast encyclopedia of hidden career training opportunities that are offered outside the college arena. Mm-hmm. So it covers everything. It goes into trade schools, blue and white-collar apprenticeships, Bill. There are white-collar apprenticeships in banking, in insurance, all kinds of things that are out there, cyber boot camps, entrepreneuring, sales, corporate universities, straight out of the workforce after high school. I mean, I have stories of, well, here's a story, for example, Bill, of a young man who got right out of high school. He began washing cars for a BMW dealership, but he worked hard, and they promoted him to the tire department and then to another department. And now he's working as a service advisor, earning $68,000 a year with a high school degree, and his associate, who's been there 2 years longer than he has, who also has a high school degree, is earning $80,000. And they're all out there, Bill. GoDaddy, if you get into their sales department, the manager told me that some of their employees are earning over $100,000 a year, and they have a high school degree. So the point I'm trying to make is, how can a young adult fall in love with a career if he or she doesn't know that the career exists?
Exactly.
So this is what my book is trying to do for parents. Well, it is doing the work. It is saying, look at more than what you've been told that is out there. For example, Bill, where do our nation's professional baseball umpires get their training? Do you know? Nobody does. But maybe you have a son that just eats and drinks and bleeds baseball, but he's never going to be good enough to play the game professionally. But he can still be part of the game by becoming a trained baseball umpire. But how does he become this umpire if he doesn't know that the opportunity exists? And this is the point of my book, to say these things are out there. What foundation offers $100,000 to a high school student to skip college? It's out there, Bill. There's a foundation. $100,000 to students to skip college. Maybe your son or daughter wants to become a chef. Well, what nation's school offers the best placement program? And by the way, don't just think of chefs that are There are exactly. tests that are needed at zoos mm-hmm. to take care of the financial or the unique dietary demands of certain animals. There are chefs that work on nuclear submarines and chefs that work in the homes of families where they come in and prepare a meal for them. So there are opportunities inside of opportunities. And again, this is what the book does. It opens your mind. It gives you a great vision of what's out there. Understand there are right now 3.5 million jobs, million, Bill, with a $92,000 median income that will go unfulfilled this year due to a lack of trained technicians. This is all in the cyber communities. And there's an apprenticeship school that provides its students a salary of up to $30 an hour to learn of one of 19 shipbuilding disciplines. Understand apprenticeships are a wonderful way to gain career skills because you're getting in-class instruction, but you're also working out in the job. But best of all, you're getting paid for doing all three of these things. It's so exactly. wonderful. And there's 26,000 apprenticeship programs out there.
Wow. This is amazing. See, Bruce, the reason that I'm so engaged in this and what you are sharing with us is so important. This is something that I've had insight for many years. In fact, people have been hearing a commentary all across the country that I've put out there that, according to a U.S. labor study that I read years ago, less than 10% of the U.S. labor force was satisfied and felt any sense of fulfillment about the job that they were doing. I mean, think about that. 9 out of 10 people, not very happy campers, only 10. And that's the best you could hope for is that, less than 10%. And when I was building sales teams and involved with major companies and working for them developing, their assets, I said, look, the challenge here is to find round pegs and round holes. You know, that the friction points happened is when you had round pegs and square holes. This made it for really a very rough experience for everybody, for the employee as well as the employer. And that we found that where we had people properly, positioned, they flourished in those areas. And so you look for, talents, gifts, and these things that are naturally inborn in people that, whether they like it or not, that's what wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and frustrates them because they realize a part of them is not being exercised and grown. And that is a dynamic that is instilled in each of us, is that we need to have that ability. There's some other criteria that go along with that that promote fulfillment. And I found that if those elements are missing, that's when people become frustrated and they find themselves in the wrong job. And according to the U.S. labor study, you're talking, almost 90% of the U.S. labor force being in that position. That's pretty sad, I think, Bruce.
Well, even corporate America, about 20% of them think that the colleges are providing great skilled students or employees. Just 20% of them. The other 80% wow. are unimpressed. They're just so... Again, I'm trying to emphasize, and this is why I go into the whole world. I even go into sales. You talked a little okay. bit about sales.
Well, Bruce, I'll tell you what. We're running out of time. We got to have you back. I want to give you time in 20 seconds here. Tell people about your book, how they can get their hands on it. It'll be linked on our website, too. But go ahead. 15 seconds left.
Go to anythingbutcollege.com. Anythingbutcollege.com. Bill, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, and I thank your audience, and I'm here to help.
Well, thank you so much. Bruce Goodmanson, thank you.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year 15-year fixed and 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 117-12, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law number 603D787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval, call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2, USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're grateful, you know, for these outlets that carry the show. I don't know how much longer, really. I mean, the pressure is on, you know, to keep us quiet. And this is, you know, the stubborn thing about the truth. It is stubborn. And eventually it does come out. And they may squash this show. They may squash others. They have done it. They've been very effective in, you know, throttling back, cutting back bandwidth, doing everything they can to minimize the effectiveness of, you know, truth-telling broadcasters like myself and other entities. But on behalf of the American people, you know, we have to do this. I feel like this is something, if I might say, I mean, I sound like one of the Blues Brothers. I'm on a mission from God, you know. But seriously, I feel this sense of mission that in an environment where the truth is no longer a defense, as you've heard me say, the truth has become an offense. We've got to offend people with the truth. And I mean that in a way, in a loving sort of way, because I see what's happening down the road. A lot of times, you know, we act, you know, and just go about blindly. But for some of us who see what's on the horizon, it's our responsibility to speak truth to power, regardless of the consequences. And trust me, there have been consequences already that have been realized. But it doesn't stop me from being thankful for the guests who come on the show and they're willing to, you know, join us to this end that makes sure that what we present is not about an 8-second soundbite. It's not about another click. I could care less about another click. That's not important to me. What's important to me is, as my good friend John Whitehead often says, that knowledge is power and it precedes action. And I say you got to have the right knowledge to precede the right action. This is what's critical right now. Craig Huey joins us now. He is the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America. Craig Huey, always good to have you with us. How are you, my friend?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I guess I'm getting more and more revved up as I see the diabolical moves of, you know, this elected class and what they're doing and how they're shredding our Constitution and how they're violating our religious liberties, Craig.
Well, it's absolutely true. You know, you're talking about the idea that our opposition to truth and reality is trying to be censored. You know, it's an Orwellian distortion of truth that's going on right now, where they're trying to censor opposition. They're trying to distort it with kind of what I would call a dark, invisible forces transforming our culture and our politics. And these forces are using organized, coordinated, and systematic ways of being able to transform our nation. People just act wonder, what in the world's going on? How could this be happening? What's going on? And yet behind the scenes is a very systematic way of changing politics.
A new world order and a fundamental transformation of our government. This is what's going on right before our eyes. A new world order, fundamental transformation. In order to do that, the number one thing they must topple is religious liberty, freedom of speech. Yes. And what have they done? They've been very effective in doing that, Craig. And so, you know, when people say, well, this is insane. Well, of course it's insane. You're seeing it exactly the way it is. But you know what? They don't care. And they're not going to go through the process. You see, you and I think, oh, well, you know, we have a constitution. Of course they're going to go through Congress. They're going to make sure that the proposals are set before Congress and they vote on it. No, they don't care. We've got a war going on with Russia and Ukraine. And Biden and the left say they see this as an opportunity at the expense of Ukrainian deaths and Holocaust that's taking place. They say, oh, on their backs and bodies, we're going to we're going to fast track the Green Deal. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what this is all about.
It's about political transformation. And see, they're zealots and their God is government. Their religion is being able to organize groups and when Obama was in power,
arguably still is, by the way. But go ahead.
That's right. He effectively used the media. He used the big tech with Facebook and Google and all types of censorship from Twitter and what have you. He was courting the big corporations and the big money. He was using activist organizations, our teaching schools, our classroom books, our teachers, the school administrators, the school establishment. All this was being coordinated with an attempt to change the face of America, to destroy a biblical worldview, to destroy American history, to destroy free market economics. It was an attempt to be able to transform our society into more of a socialist nation. And it was an organized opposition so that when Obama left office and Trump came into power, Bill, what was the name of the organization and their publication on how to subvert everything Trump? It was called Invisible, and this is part of their whole attempt to be able to transform our society. Now that Biden's in office, the entire federal government, then you multiply that by so many states in so many localities, they're all in sync with these radical organizations. They're all in sync with big tech and with the media and then the politicians. And you're seeing insanity going on.
Craig, let me interrupt you for just a minute because you touched on something here. People need to see how this lines up.
Yes.
You see, what they have done is they made it us against them. So anybody that agrees with the policies of Donald Trump, you're bad. He's bad, you're bad, you know, is part of the calculation. This is how this is being positioned. And this is why I wrote a column before the election, the 2020 election, is who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, think about it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was all the power elite. It was the status quo, the very thing that disgusts us, that they were ticked off because they didn't have control power and their agenda was being interrupted with that nationalism was such a bad thing, that nationalism to care about America suddenly was because you were a Nazi. It was, you know, shades in blue and shades of color of Nazism because you believed that America should be first. When you had Barack Obama, the president of the United States, supposedly a constitutional attorney at one time or professor, spouting that, you know, America was, you know, a part of a privileged class and that it was unfair and that there had to be a redistribution of wealth and everything else that America had control of. That had to be redistributed because in his mind's eye and in his estimation, the globalists could better handle the assets of America.
Bill, you've nailed it. It's like, truth has been hijacked. And you know,
yes.
So your listeners know, I come from a marketing background. I've won 97 awards for successful marketing and advertising campaigns. And from the marketing perspective, it's communication, it's messaging, it's branding, it's positioning. And that's what they're doing. They're doing it smart. They're doing it aggressive. And they're doing it in such a devious way that completely says that which is true is false. That which is evil is good. It's turning everything upside down and creating outrage. Best example.
Yeah, it's outrageous to tell, you know, not to tell your kids about sex when they're 5 years old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The Don't Say Gay Bill in Florida, that's a branding and marketing ploy. That bill had nothing to do with saying gay. It was called the Parental Rights and Education Bill, but throughout the nation.
Craig, we got to go to break. We'll come back, pick it up from there. More from Craig Huey after this.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Craig Huey, the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America. You heard Craig talk about his marketing and branding background. I've enjoyed a similar background, and I believe, Craig, this is why we're joined at the hip, because we appreciate the power of messaging. And we saw the great difference in 2016, for example. You had a political candidate that spent twice as much money as another political candidate, and the difference was because of the message. And I've often said, in my understanding of marketing, is that when you don't have the message, you better have plenty of money, right?
Exactly right. And here's the good thing about this upcoming election, a good thing about turning this all around. You don't need to have more money than the opposition. You have to be able to message better, communicate better. And the reality is, it's not who is right and who's wrong, who has the best ideas and who doesn't have the best ideas. It's who's able to take that messaging, communicate it, and then organize in order to get out the vote. And so that's what the pro-socialists, the radicals, the secularists have learned how to do, is to get a small minority of people to get them to the polls. And then the average American sits back and they don't vote, or they don't help out in a campaign, or they don't go door to door and help a candidate, or they don't donate. You know, they just kind of sit back and look. But the zealots, the ones who the government is their God, and politics is their religion. They're the ones who are donating, volunteering, going door to door, taking people to the polls, making sure.
We're taking people to the polls and they're capturing their ballots, whether they're going to the polls. Don't worry, we'll take care of it for you. And here they are, they're collecting ballots and they're ballot harvesting. And, we saw what happened in Atlanta, which, Governor Kemp, everything's clean, it's all good, Secretary of State, it's all good. You know, what are you talking about, Donald Trump? We found maybe there were a couple people that dead that had voted, and you're making some big whoop. And then all of a sudden, and it's taken a year and a half for it to come out, we're seeing video evidence of people stuffing the ballot box at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, the chain of custody of the ballots, throughout these key states was consistent. And that was that they made sure that the chain of custody of ballots was compromised. And this is why, you have an increasing number of people agreeing with the statement that they have little confidence in the legitimacy of the 2020 election.
Yeah, and Bill, here's our dilemma for those who stand on truth and those who want to see this thing turn around. We can be so overwhelmed and disappointed by the issue of the integrity of the vote that we are suppressing people from going to the polls. We're destroying the ability to mobilize people to make sure that they turn the Senate and the House around and the local governments around, the school boards around. We have on our side a momentum of disgust against what's going on right now. And we can change this. But the problems with the polls have been so just wrong. This ballot harvesting that goes on in 27 states is so wrong and it's grievous. What took place in the last election breaks the heart if you know all the different things in key states like Wisconsin and Georgia that went on that should not have gone on. But the fact is there's been massive change in all these states that were the marginal states and the states with a lot of problems. They have strengthened the election integrity. They have tightened the laws. They have put in ID and then like in Virginia, where there was a complete wipeout of the secularists and the socialists because there were poll watchers and there was watching and making sure the election was fair and honest. And what happened was that the election turned completely towards a conservative getting elected who should not have been elected. And it almost happened in New Jersey because there was an awakening of the people to get out the vote, to help in the campaign, and to make sure the elections were honest. Every one of your listeners have the ability to do that in their local area.
And
we've got to be able to do this because we can turn this around despite the evil intent of those Democrats who want to destroy the foundation.
We've got to take our country back, Craig. If not, then forget about the Constitution. They're already ignoring it. I mean, look what they're doing in the border. They're opening things up and, leaving us very vulnerable. We're so compromised. Our national security, again, compromised. Oh, yeah, by the way, under 8 years with Obama, it happened. And like the people are going to say, oh, yeah, okay, we didn't have enough insecurity. So let's bring Joe Biden back into play let's feel the pain one more time. And let's overpay for things and hear the lies, the rampant lies that are catching up with him. I mean, to the point that this laptop from hell, I mean, that you had anywhere from 10 to 15% of Democrats who said, hey, if we'd have known about the laptop, we never would have given our vote to Joe Biden. Okay, of course, they say that after the fact. We'll see what happens because now, this is not going away. I mean, this thing has legs. I mean, and you can credit the officials in Delaware who are pursuing this like a dog after a bone. They're seeing how corrupt this is, and it's got to be tough because, they're going after one of their favorite sons. I mean, this is now the president of the United States who is now implicated in this corrupt, pay for influence scheme that was perpetrated by the Biden family. This is not going to go away. And I don't know if they can cheat enough to be able to turn the tide as Nancy Pelosi is desiring, or even Barack Obama, who said yesterday, it's up to the Democrats. We have a great story to tell. You just need to go tell the story. But it goes back to what you said, is that they're real good at messaging. And so they're going to rely on people to basically they're going to lie. Because, unfortunately, the Democrats' lust for power and control is so, it's so insatiable that there's no conscience and consideration for values and the truth, sadly. Well, this is what this party represents. Go ahead.
You're 100% right. And, conservatives, Christians, Republicans, libertarians, they value truth. The Democrats that are the radical Democrats, the socialists, they'll use falsehood without blinking an eye. And that's one of the problems. But here's the good thing. The falsehoods, the corruption, the lies, just like you see with the Hunter Biden's computer, just like you see with Disney, where the evil that's in Disney itself comes out with verification that the infrastructure and some of the leaders are trying to destroy the innocent lives of kids. When you see at the local school board, parents who had no idea how their kids were being brainwashed, no idea how corrupt the school boards were and the school administration and teachers' union, now they know the falsehoods are falling down. The truth is coming out, and that is seeing change. Even in San Francisco, the school
yes.
board was thrown out. I mean,
but let's rewind if we can. I'm sorry to interject here, but you're bringing up a serious thought here because you and I, we grew up in California, and we saw what happened with Proposition 8. I mean, the majority of Californians said one man, one wife. They believed in marriage, right? 8 million votes. 8 million votes for that proposition. It passed. All it took was one liberal judge. By the way, happened to be gay, let's just say. He gets the case, and he nullifies 8 million votes, and the citizens of California just yawned.
Yes.
Just yawned.
And so it goes back that what we need to do is not only change the school boards and the county and the state and the Congress and the Senate, and that's such a great possibility in this election this year and in 2 years from now. I mean, we have a huge opportunity, but we also have in these states, and your listeners right now, when they go to the polls, they're going to be voting for judges. And we better throw out those judicial activists that legislate from the bench. The power of the vote can throw them out because they hide. They're like an invisible force. They get elected, and so many people don't vote for them because they don't know who the judge is, or if they vote, they might vote against their values. So that's why I recommend people go to judgevoterguide.com, which shows how to vote for the judges.
Right.
And then when they vote for the Senate, Senate races are all over America. That's who has the final decision for a Supreme Court nominee. We're going to have the most radical Supreme Court justice in America history because Romney, McCloskey, and Collins. Republicans, are going along with the Democrats. We could stop that nomination, but we have senators that are weak. We have senators that aren't standing for truth and reality, and so we're going to have a bad Supreme Court judge, but we could change that by changing the Senate. The power of the vote can turn this around. You know, we got prayer, we got people being active and doing something, and we've got the vote.
Amen. Well, Craig, we go back to we don't know. And we've got to make up for lost time. I mean, we have got to make the difference for all this time that we've ignored and allowed progressives to take over. If by God's grace and mercy, we have a chance of reclaiming this constitutional republic. Craig Huey, he's the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Thank you, Craig.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.